Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Here's Emmy Award winner Homer.
The busiest 60 minutes of your day, the Wednesday Homer Hour with Rain Man and with Jason Wilde and with Tim Van Vorn, one day later than normal. He used to be on Wednesday, then he went to Tuesday, and now is it Wednesday. And of course, this is also your headquarters for YouTube. You go to YouTube.com, the Homer Hour, or do you go to ESPN Milwaukee? And you will find out if the Brewers have an evening game, if the dome is open or closed, based on whether or not, well, you can figure it out. For Bears fans, though, I'll explain it. If the dome is on, then the dome is on for the Brewers. If my dome is off, then the dome is off for the Brewers. And as far as tonight, you'll have to go to YouTube.com. It is ESPN Milwaukee, I think, is the site you go to, correct?
Correct. I don't want to spoil anything, but the show started.
Yeah.
And you were nowhere to be found.
Correct.
I got a little.
How late was I?
I got a little concerned. You weren't that late.
Okay.
You busted in right on time.
So what do I have till about 5:01? Because there are people out around the office going to the game wondering if the dome is open or closing.
So did you make a quick lap?
I don't want them to know until I was asked on my way here. No, you got to watch the show. You got to go to the show. You find out. It's all you got to do. You don't have to listen to it. That's the great thing. It's not radio anymore. It's on your phone. You just go to YouTube and it's right there. It'll take you. How long will it take you? A. That's my new nickname for you. A.
10 seconds.
10 seconds. Right. And I even.
I do have a follow-up question on this, because this is sure. This is excellent.
It is.
Absolutely excellent.
Thanks, A.
You're welcome, H. I got to know that tomorrow they play a day game.
Serves no purpose.
Sure.
Because the game has already been determined, and I guess I conceivably could do a special. I guess I might have to do that. I never thought of that. Have to do a special YouTube thing or go on Twitter. Put it on Twitter.
My other question then is, I was wondering this last night, what if the dome is closed to begin the game?
Yeah.
And it's, let's say it's a 6:10 start. So during BP, it's closed dome. And then they say, wait a minute. It's actually nice enough. We're going to open it up.
If they make a change during the 5 to 6 o'clock hour,
you will also make the change?
I'll adjust accordingly. Yes. But I think, yeah, for the afternoon games, I might have to figure out. Probably best to go on Twitter, right?
Yeah, we can post it on Twitter. I can do whatever you need.
On Twitter. No, I think I don't know. I have to be able to do it and just call in and then take a picture or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
How's your selfie game?
It's not that special, but I think I can adjust accordingly.
When's the last time you took a selfie?
I can't remember. Probably with some friends somewhere. They wanted me to take it when we're traveling. It's not done often. 1-800-990-3776. So you go to ESPN Milwaukee and find out if the dome is open or closed for the Brewers. And this is time for Rain Man. And this is, I believe, our final Cousin Subs award, because starting next week, you'll get an ESPN prize pack. But this would be the final time, so that if you are caller number 5, you automatically get a Cousin Subs gift card, a $25 gift card. I want to thank them for their great partnership, along with Saganiac Planning. And Cousin Subs said, caller number 5. Caller number 5, 1-800-990-3776, automatically gets a $25 gift card. Now, so you could stink and you still get it, which I objected to and lost because they're the ones giving the gift card. They'll decide. But you do know that we put it up on Twitter so that if you stink, then people will be aware of it. We use that as a standard by which people can judge how they did against our contestant. Caller 5, 1-800-990-3776. Caller 5, Jason Wilde will be on in a little bit, and then Tim Van Vorn with his scouting bureau. Rain Man again brought to you by Cousin Subs, $25 gift card to caller number 5 for the last time, and also by Saganiac Planning, a name synonymous with employee benefits and top-notch service, and as I have changed appropriately, there's another reason why they're so good at something that can be so complicated, because they've been doing it well locally for over 50 years. Caller number 5, 1-800-990-3776. I don't think we have a contestant yet, but I can tell. Oh, we do. I can tell you, Saganiac Planning, a name synonymous with employee benefits and top-notch service, and doing it well for over 50 years. A phone number you can remember, because you only have to remember three numbers, 783. Saganiac Planning, 262-783. Roger Maris, 6161. We have Laura in Sheboygan, who has already won a $25 gift card from Cousin Subs. Laura, congratulations.
Thank you.
Have you ever done Rain Man before? And I ask that because the percentage of women contestants is probably somewhere about 10%.
I've never done it, so I don't think I'll do very well.
Yeah, you might. Have you listened to you to where you know how the game is played, or do we need to help you out?
Yes, I do. No, I do.
You know the first question is the Saganiac Planning Marquette trivia question.
Yes.
And if you don't know, you just pass and move on so that you get through the 15 questions in 2 minutes. All right, Laura, you're ready to go?
Okay, I'm ready.
Take a deep breath. It's okay. You can't do bad. Yeah. We've had zero, so Laura, you can't. You cannot.
I might have zero.
No, you might. You can't be historical. You ready to go? 3, 2, 1, okay. Go. The only team to beat Marquette in an NCAA tourney championship game.
Yes.
Right now, how many seasons in a row that the Packers have not won the division?
How many? Three.
Incorrect. How many seasons in a row the Packers won the division before the current stretch of not winning?
Three.
Correct. Last Green Bay coach to fail to win the division in 5 straight seasons.
Mike McCarthy.
Incorrect. How old is Giannis?
31.
Correct. Stories say the NCAA men's and women's basketball tourneys will expand to how many teams?
12.
Incorrect. Before the Brewers existed, 1970, what team and nickname were they in 1969?
Braves.
Incorrect. With what team did Bob Uecker make his major league debut? For what team?
Cardinals.
Incorrect. In 1967, Uecker led Major League Baseball in what category?
Strikeouts.
Incorrect. His number 34 retired by the Milwaukee Brewers.
Giannis.
Incorrect. How many regular season games did the Brewers win last season?
95.
Incorrect. How many playoff games did the Brewers win last season?
Cool.
Incorrect. The Bucks retired his number 32 jersey. Name the player.
Dwayne Wade.
Incorrect. He holds the NBA record 63 points in a playoff game.
Giannis.
Incorrect. For Dallas, he set the NBA playoff record, most free throws without a miss. He made 24 in a row. Name the Dallas player.
Pass.
Pass is incorrect, and we've run out of time. I have 2 correct. Nicely done, Laura.
Oh, not so nicely.
Well, we'll see. We'll see
right,
how we'll see how A does. That would be short for Alex Strofe. The only team to beat Marquette in an NCAA tourney championship game.
Is that a trick question? Have they ever lost?
Yeah, they lost to NC State in 74 and then won in 77.
It's a little before my time, homie.
I understand, yeah. It was a historic NC State team. The Marquette players say they would have won 7 of 10. They blame Al McGuire, who got a couple of technicals. Right now, how many seasons in a row that the Packers have not won the division?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Four! How many passes? 4! And yes, how many seasons in a row the Packers won the division before the current streak of not winning? 3. They won 3 in a row, and they have failed 4 in a row. And the last coach to fail to win the division in 5 straight seasons is...
Horace Gregg,
83-87. Lindy Infante, it was 4 because he was only the coach 4 years, or he might have got 5. How old is Giannis? You nailed this one, Laura. 3. Now, let's see how many A can get with the rest. Stories say the NCAA men's and women's basketball tourneys will expand to how many teams?
76.
I do want to say, Laura, I think when people listen on Twitter, some of your answers will be the worst answers ever for a question. But don't be bothered by that. You still got 2. Before the Brewers existed in 1970, what team and nickname were they in 1969?
Are you looking for Seattle Pilots?
Seattle Pilots is the correct answer. Bob Uecker, for what team did Bob Uecker make his Major League debut?
Milwaukee Braves.
That's correct. In 1967, Uecker led Major League Baseball in what category, even though he played in only 59 games? This is the most amazing thing Bob Uecker ever did.
Laura stole my answer, so I'll go with errors.
Passed balls. How do you lead the league? You can't get a passed ball sitting on the bench. Now, there was a question of a knuckleball pitcher they had. His number 34 retired by the Milwaukee Brewers.
I don't know this one.
Raleigh Fingers. How many regular season games did the Brewers win last season?
96.
97. How many playoff games did the Brewers win last season?
3.
3, yes. You must remember, because all that anybody should ever remember about last season was beating the Cubs and Craig Counsell.
Well, you might want to remember the history that Shohei Ohtani set on him, too. 10 strikeouts, 3 home runs in a game?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that was historic. The Bucks retired his number 32 jersey. You have no way of getting this right unless you're a huge Bucks fan.
I don't know it.
Brian Winters. He holds the NBA record, 63 points in a playoff. He did benefit from 2 overtimes, and I think they also lost the game.
When in doubt, guess Devin Booker.
Michael Jordan. Might have been his rookie year, second year. It was against the Boston Celtics. For Dallas, he set an NBA playoff record. Most free throws without a miss, 24 of 24.
Luka?
Dirk Nowitzki.
I was going to go there. It seemed too obvious.
Yes. So, Laura, congratulations. You know that you are the last winner of the $25 gift card from Cousin Subs. Well done.
I'm going to try again for the ESPN gift pack.
Yeah. Yes, as well you should. Do we have the same standard for the ESPN gift pack? I can set a standard, can I? Like you have to get... Nah, I'm going to honor Cousin Subs.
I know you've never read the website. I hate to admit I never have either, but I'll have to check out ESPNWisconsinContest.com.
No, I'm going to hit here and honor the Cousin Subs. If they say you can get 0 and get the prize, we will continue that tradition. As great a partner as they've been. Thanks to Cousin Subs for all the time. And still remaining as a partner... Saganiac Planning, a name synonymous with employee benefits, top-notch service, and doing it well and locally for over 50 years. So in all the discussion about the Packers, and it's understandable that you be somewhat positive, please understand they are in a historic stretch of El Succo in terms of the division. And yes, you can add the one time that they did win the Super Bowl, they also did not win the division that one year. 3 years in a row, they won the division with coach and GM, and the last 4, Zippo. Just throw it into the discussion. Jason Wilde next.
More of the Homer Hour coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Jason Wilde, all Packers all the time. on the Jason Wilde Yuengling Hotline. Oh, yeah. No one else can be on the Jason Wilde Yuengling Hotline. That's why I love the concept so much. You can try, you can ask, but it isn't going to happen. Good evening, Jason.
Well, what about the guy in Madison, in the Madison area, who has the same name as I do, who was in arrears on multiple bills, including MG&E, and then apparently back when I was 26-ish,
wow.
Maybe even younger than that, he had engaged in some amorous activity with a young woman from Stoughton. Whoa. And that woman from Stoughton called me because I never called her after we got together, except I never had gotten together with her. It was my evil twin with the same name that she looked me up in the phone book and called my home number. So what if that
So
guy,
hold on. So she was me. She was interested in hooking up again.
No. Well, I mean, I know. No, I think she was mad that the evil twin version of me kind of loved her and forgot her, kind of a deal.
Oh, okay.
So all I right. think she was so calling to air her grievances.
Got it.
For him never calling
if,
her.
If yeah. you choose him to take your place for a perform a time,
I don't
yes.
think I'd choose him for anything.
Well, I'm saying if he does an appearance, he will be the one who can come on the Jason Wilde Yuengling Hotline or any other Jason Wilde that you would like to bring on. All right, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Yeah. The Packers have had four straight years of not winning the division. Name the last Packer coach to go five straight seasons without winning the division.
So I take it someone from the Institute looked this up for you?
No, this one I looked up because people don't even remember him. Chuck Salatero, who was the sports editor at the Journal Sentinel. And he used to do things that he said, not that I think I'm right, but I believe it needs to be part of the equation. And yes, I believe not enough focuses on the team and winning the division, understanding also the historic situation of where the Packers are at.
Well, so I guess I would guess Bart Starr.
Bart Starr, it happened after Bart Starr.
So Forrest Gregg?
Forrest Gregg is a correct answer. And whatever I thought of him as a human being, and especially what Lynn Dickey thinks.
Even less of him as a
No. He was just a bully, but he had some pretty good teams, and it's surprising that the best he had 2 years at 8-8. But yes, Forrest Gregg has the record, the last one to do it at 5. And I thought you might say Lindy Infante only. He couldn't do it.
I knew he wasn't there for 5 years.
Yes.
Yep,
he did it for four in a row. He's got the best. And Forrest Gregg did it. Both were 100%. But, and while they have not won the division 4 years in a row, prior to that, the Packers 8 division wins in 11 years. 8 in 11.
Yeah, they own the North. Yeah,
including the first three with Goody and LaFleur. So does it mean I think they're bums? No. They could win the division. But the reality is they're in a stretch that just hasn't occurred since organization stunk.
All right. So
yes.
In terms of four years in a row.
Right.
Okay. So McCarthy gets fired in 18.
Mm-hmm.
Rodgers breaks his collarbone in 17.
Mm-hmm.
They go on that late season, run the table in 16. They couldn't have won. Did they win the division at least that year? Though?
I guess. I think he had 3 in a row, and that was it as far as not winning it. But I can look that. He didn't get to 4.
Okay. Well, that's
and I will let everybody else decide on how it fits.
If that matters. Yeah.
But you got to mention it because it's necessary to understand, one, the standard that was set. And that.
Yeah, I kind of like the Chuck Salatero-ism. He, you know, he went to ESPN, was there for a long time. I've conversed with him on Twitter once or twice over the years.
I see him when they play it at UConn. We have an argument over Bud Selig, as I claim he's still the man because he's the last owner to take him to the World Series. And understandably, others have done much better since, but they haven't matched that. And until they do, he's the man.
Yeah, he also brought the team back to Milwaukee.
Correct.
Which I shouldn't forget either. So.
And he also prevented the this of all the things he called me a demented moron for, this was probably the number one, and I hold him because he knew they had no chance because of the change in money. And it was the last year they were good. And Steve, who was the guy who pitched for Toronto? I don't know who it was.
Yeah, Dave Steve.
He was available knowing that this would be the last chance they were going to have, and he wouldn't do it. And I'll always think that was
interesting.
That was huge. We got no money. We know the game's changing. This is it. This is our last chance. Well, so what if we then have to do something as a result of paying him for a couple months? So what? We weren't going to have a chance anyway, but I do want to mention in his defense, he did come on the show and apologize for demented. I said, "What moron wasn't good enough?" He said, "All right, I'll apologize for demented."
So that's one of my favorite stories of yours, and there's a lot of them that I enjoy. Most of them involving your dad not coming to sporting events. I'm curious.
I'm curious how you want to factor in this.
Not winning the division. That's amazing because I was just going to ask you. So tell me what, because you said it's not, you know, it's something that's important and needs to be noted in your Chuck Solitaroism. So what do you think? What level of importance do you place upon that when you consider that? 1 year they didn't make the playoffs at all. That was when they lost at home against a Lions team with nothing to play for in Rodgers last year in his last game at Lambeau. And then they made the playoffs each of the 3 years with Love, but they didn't win the division. So, but they made it as the seventh seed, which had not previously existed before 2021. So what significance do you give to them not winning the division?
If they don't do it this year and do no better, then I fire them both.
Okay. Like, you know, like they didn't win the division the year they won the Super Bowl.
Correct. Yeah.
Like, I don't mean to be dismissive because I do think it's one way to get into kind of the level of disappointment there has been the last few years. But, you know, it's like that sound drop that we use of Barry Alvarez saying, who the hell gives a blank about what Ben Brust thinks or whatever.
Who the hell gives a what Ben Brust thinks?
Yeah, that one right there. Like, what matters is what you do in the postseason.
Correct.
Like, I don't care if you get in as a wild card team or a division winner. Like, the last year they won the division – not only that, they were the number one seed, and then they lost at home to the 49ers because their special teams were abominable and their offense wasn't much better, and they lose that game. Like, so nobody gives a damn that they won the division that year. No one. Like, if you ask, oh, hey, do you have your Packers 2021 NFC North Champions T-shirt? I bet I can find it at St. Vincent de Paul. Right now, I mean, nobody cares. So
I agree. Like, if they make the NFC Championship game, I'm not firing them.
Right. And so if they let's say they're not the seventh seed for once.
Right.
Let's say there's
they don't. I'll make it clear this way because I don't want to be too negative. They don't win a playoff game, gone.
Right. So if they here's the thing. Let's say they win the division and then they lose a home playoff game.
Right.
What are you doing then?
I'm bringing them back.
Okay.
They won the division. And because you know that while you can come up with the stuff, winning the division just gives you a much better chance. It's no coincidence that the last time, two times, they made the NFC Championship game were the years they won the division, right?
Yes, that's true.
So there are exceptions.
Yeah,
there are exceptions. I mean, they've... So
right, my point is, no. I think you look. You don't have to defend your position. I think you and I generally agree, because the most important thing about winning the division is you make your path to the Super Bowl easier.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean you can't get to the Super Bowl with a more difficult path. They have done it. The Giants did it the year
and
that
they've blown it when they had the easier path.
Right. Now, I would argue that in 2020, they didn't blow it. Like and just as much as I say about this past season, look, I don't think they were going to win the Super Bowl. Okay, everybody, whenever I say this, they go, oh, yeah, ifs and buts, et cetera, et cetera. I think they're in the NFC Championship game, maybe hosting it, maybe playing in Seattle. But if they have Parsons and Kraft, and frankly, when they lose Zach Tom, that was a blow, too. But if you can only give me two, you give me Kraft, you give me Parsons, I think they're in the NFC Championship game. Who knows what happens
All
that
right.
Sunday.
Okay.
In 2020, I'm sorry, I don't think they lose the NFC Championship game at home, even to Brady, if they have David Bakhtiari. Like, David Bakhtiari blew out his knee during a New Year's Eve practice that year, and they were cooked. Like, I think right. that was such a blow to their
See,
team.
See, and I think 21 hurts even more. Yeah, but I'll...
Yeah,
how they lost that...
Right.
To, not the Seattle, but it's close.
The, game that they, right, the way they lost that game to the 49ers team that they lost that game to, you're not wrong at all. Like, again, you played, and that was the first year, and Tausch always makes a joke about it because this was his proclamation, that was the first year that the number one seed was the only one that got a bye. So that was significant, too. Like, previously, the top two teams got a bye. So now you're talking about a year where you were the only team on that side of the bracket. And I think maybe Mike Vrabel-Rossini was the team that had the other first-round bye that year as the number one seed, and they lost two. So
Did you just want to sneak that in? I have not – we have not discussed that topic.
Yeah, look, I
haven't discussed it because I don't, from the standpoint of professionalism, I don't know that anyone believes that all of a sudden she had all these scoops because of whatever their relationship was. I don't ever remember anybody saying, wow, we know who has all the scoops. It's not even close.
Right, but. Right. So I would just say this. And,
so
and,
you shouldn't and, do it or whatever the behavior is personally. But in terms of like, I don't know. I don't think there's an issue of professionalism in the standpoint of it gave her a huge edge in the stories that she broke. I don't think there's any history of that whatsoever. I think if that was her purpose or whatever the purpose was, I don't think it created any professional edge that I ever really noticed. But go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, I would just say this. I think being an insider is different at this point than being a journalist.
Is that what she was?
I just, yeah. While I'm not excusing her behavior, I would say that the male people who do the same job, they may not engage in the same behavior, but they do all kinds of favors for sources. And it's easy for me to sit in my ivory tower because the State Journal and Channel 3000 and ESPN Wisconsin have never asked me to be breaking news all the time. I personally don't think it's worth it.
It isn't anymore because there's no value
right,
to it. It lasts about 8 seconds.
Correct. That's exactly my point. And so, they're more information merchants. My issue is, and look, I'm not... I know Diana. I wouldn't say I'm friends with her. I have been friendly with her. My issue is from a journalism perspective, it's one conversation, but I don't love the fact that nobody seems to care that what Vrabel did as part of that equation. And it's just everybody crushing her. That doesn't surprise me, but it still doesn't make it right. I'm amazed. Like I hate the, oh, I'm going to go see counseling or I'm going to go spend the draft.
Don't you think
with
it's harder
family.
To do that job well as a woman versus a man?
No doubt. No doubt. And okay. the one negative thing that I would say, and there was a woman who went just over the edge on social media
yeah,
going after
her.
Yeah,
she got fired. That was.
But like, I do think, like, look, one of my proudest accomplishments of my career, and she has done all the work. It has nothing to do with my brilliant mentorship. But I could not be prouder of Sarah Barshop, who is the beat writer for ESPN.com for the Los Angeles Rams beat. She's awesome at her job. I got to watch her grow from a Marquette student to an absolute rock star reporter. And all I would say is, the nature of the relationship between Rossini and Vrabel has an impact on other women who are trying to do what is a much harder job for them to do than for me.
But see, and right? I would say, like, it doesn't change them. The ones that do it or did what she did do it, and the ones that don't. And I don't think that it.
No, but it
really
does. It does, Homer. Like, I've been in the locker room
yeah.
with female reporters, and players look at them differently, and obviously proposition them differently. Although Esra Tuaolo hit on me once in New Orleans, which was flattering. But it's not fair.
By the way, I only recommended two people to Chuck Salatero when he asked me at ESPN. Jim Wetalka, who went on to be a producer there for many years, and Jesse Garcia.
Yeah, and Jesse's doing a great job at Channel 58.
I'm not in that world. She was such a great reporter. Man, she was good.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't think she didn't go there. I don't know if she didn't want to leave or have to ask her that. But
well, I don't have any. Her credentials are impeccable too. So I would always say whether you decide to go to that league or not. Doesn't change how good of a journalist.
All right. We have run out of time. I look forward
to
your discussing for us, Greg.
I can't wait. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks,
Homer.
Jason.
Take care. Be good.
Tim Van Vorn coming up soon. I am next.
The Homer Hour is back after this on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Coming up very soon. Tune into the new season of Behind the Bucks podcast on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker, HR and benefits consultant. Bucks versus the World, narrated by comedian Charlie Behrens, reveals the untold story of the 1987 McDonald's Open, when the Bucks became the first NBA team to take on the best national team in the world, the Soviet Union. Little tip. Bucks put a whooping on them. Before the Dream Team, this long-forgotten tournament in Milwaukee globalized the game of basketball and opened the doors to international stars coming to the NBA. Guess how big the lead was for the Bucks at one point in this game? Well, Charlie will tell you, I'm sure. Find Behind the Bucks on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the new ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get your podcast, Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher. It was close to 50. I do want to mention Milwaukee weight loss because I started in January at 229. Now I'm at 204. And what's most important is that, and for any weight loss program, how long will it last? I'm telling you, January of next year, I will be at 205 because I eat less, given their program, and I'm okay with it, which would be, to me, the standard for any weight loss program. MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com, MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com, 262-235-3980. There's nothing weird. You don't have to take a shot. You don't even have to exercise. You eat less, and you're happy eating less. And for a limited time, get $200 off with the spring special, $200 off. The key for me has been eating salads as an alternative because I found the right salad dressing with no sugar. And eating all kinds of protein, whatever I want, because I found a barbecue sauce with no sugar. So your way may be different, but eat less and you're okay doing it, and you will lose like I have, and I believe keep it off for as long as you want. 262-235-3980, MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. TVV next.
The Homer Hour is back after this on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
The Green Bay Packers and wanting to add the discussion of winning the division. Doesn't mean that you can think any less of this team, but 4 years in a row, they have not won the division after, with the coach and GM winning it 3 years in a row. And the last coach, the Discount Liquor Twitter poll question, the Packers haven't won their division in the last four seasons. Who is the most recent Packers coach to not win their division for five seasons? Lindy Infante, Forrest Gregg, Bart Starr, and Curly Lambeau. I just put Curly Lambeau in there for just to be cool. No one would know. The correct answer, though he's not leading, is Forrest Gregg. Lindy Infante could not fail to win the division in 5 years because he was not the coach of the Packers for 5 years. And you should know, if you don't remember, that in 2002, the division changed from five teams with Tampa to four. The Packers had four in a row in 98, 99, 2000, and 2001 with Mike Holmgren in his final year, Ray Rhodes in his 1 year, and then Mike Sherman in his first 2 years. After that, Sherman got on a roll and won it 3 years in a row. There was the discussion about 2017 third, 2018 third, and 2019. So McCarthy and Philbin were the second of just two in a row. And then, of course, when LaFleur came in, his first 3 years, he won the division. And the discussion of LaFleur and his record is dramatically influenced by the first 3 years. He was it maybe the best ever, 39-10. So since then, again, 4 years in a row not winning the division. And it's not meant to say they're horrible, though it would have been the easy defense for the new president if he'd wanted to. 4 years in a row, you haven't won the division, you're done. And won only one playoff game. But they did win it 3 years in a row, so that's a part of their history as well. But in the discussion with Jason Wilde, 1-800-990-3776, if you wish to add input on the discussion of the winning the division, which I think is not mentioned often enough, and I'm surprised that LaFleur hasn't mentioned it because that's what he said when he came in and he did it. And in our discussion, I said that if they don't win the division and don't win a playoff game, then I would fire him after this year, because that's just not a standard. And the risk is that you could do worse because they haven't been horrible. But I don't think you can coach the Green Bay Packers and not win the division five straight years and win only one playoff game. So do I risk getting worse? Yes, but that's just simply not good enough. And as I alluded to in talking with Jason Wilde, that prior to the current stretch of 4 years in a row not winning the division, they won it 8-11. Joining us now, Tim Van Voren, Fox 6 Sports. He's on the Tim Van Voren Yingling Hotline because I want the Tim Van Voren Scouting Bureau to tell us what he wants to tell us about these draft choices. Take it away.
Homer, that's the Tim Van Voren yin-yang, you know, be available when I'm available. I apologize for not being available immediately, but let's kick into it.
Can you do me a favor? Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
You don't ever have to apologize.
Of course.
No, because no one knows you were late.
Yeah, I know. You covered better than I deserve.
You're always on
assignment.
All right,
let's talk
about whatever, however you want to start with the draft choices in the Tim Van Voren Scouting Bureau.
McClellan's the immediate impact guy. He's been in college long enough. He's played in a high-level situation. he's the guy that makes the most immediate impact, other than maybe the kicker.
Hold on. Is that a result of his talent, or is that a result of the the Packers situation?
Packers situation and maturity. I think CeCe will be a good player, but he's 20 years old. 20 years old? You don't think there are going to be bumps for any rookie cornerback? And this guy's 20? I'm just saying patience is a virtue on Brandon CeCe.
You think of a really good young player in all your years of covering the Packers?
Receivers have popped in.
They were 20. I don't know how many players you've ever had that were 20. I think Kenny Clark was.
But I'm just saying, at cornerback, patience is a virtue.
All right, you have to help me with this because I said this.
Okay.
I don't know that I would ever take a player in the second round who never had two interceptions in any year in college. And now people have given me some information. There are some that have had close to that few. But you think of the great cornerbacks for Wisconsin, or somebody even said Troy Vincent, you just always get a few, right? Isn't that what they do? Now, maybe defenses are different in college because people did bring up some names of players that were pretty good. But never more than one.
If you're 22, Homer, and you have two interceptions coming out of college, I'd say that's my red flag. My red flag is you're 20, and your second red flag is you haven't had many interceptions. So that's with me with CC. Again, I'm not dogging the pick. I think he'll probably.
I'm not either. My guy at the Athletic said he was like the 47th best player in the draft.
But just rest on him. Just take it easy on him. That'd be my say. If you didn't like Matthew Golden's impact last year, you didn't think he did a lot, this guy's younger. This guy's at a different spot.
So don't be bothered if he doesn't elevate real soon, even though they're iffy at cornerback.
Be prepared for that trajectory. That's what I'd say on CeCe. McClellan, be prepared for him to be in the rotation on the defensive line. I would say that. Smack, you have to say, is
explain
it's at
that.
Least a 50-50 shot at corner.
I think he wants a competition, but I still think, if I was on this team and I think the team's close, I'm not risking it on a rookie kicker, but I still kind of believe in the old man. But
I think it could, that's what I'm saying, 50-50. I think if you're Smack, you're saying, look, new special teams coordinator, they traded up for me, they believe in me, I got a shot here. If you're McManus, you say exactly what you said, Homer. I'm experienced. I've been around. I had a horrible last game. That was enough of a wake-up call for me. This trade up for a rookie kicker is even more of a wake-up call for me. I'm going to be in the best shape I could be in. I'm going to be ready to go. And I still believe that I'm going to be the kicker of the Green Bay Packers. I think Lucas Haversick is clearly easy man out.
How are you going to decide? You're in charge now. How are you going to pick? One's way more expensive than the other. What?
I wonder on that. You just have to go with your gut at the end. And if I'm the Packers, I take both of them through the whole preseason, because if you sour on one of them, you have to have the other, right?
No, he's back to Smack is going to get hurt. Smack is going to get hurt.
Well,
he's going to be on the how do I hide him? Tell me how to hide him, because I'm hiding him.
Well, maybe. Yeah, maybe. You can sign him to your practice squad, pay him regular money, and tell him what you're going to be our kicker.
Well, but the practice squad, another team could get him, right?
They could, but if you pay him higher money, you basically make him a promise. He doesn't have to take that, but he could. I go back to Brett Conway, third-round pick. You think this is a big deal in this end of the sixth round. Do you remember Brett Conway, third-round homer?
I know he was horrible, but in honor of Ron Wolf, hey, let's get and when he did that, he also brought in a free agent by the name of Ryan Longwell, correct?
He did, as camp was going along, and they had sort of figured out that Conway, I'll just go on what I was told, just didn't have the mental stability that they were looking for at that position. A little higher maintenance that they wanted, that's basically the way his career went. So, Smack, McManus, we'll see. To me, it's 50-50.
The last coach of the Green Bay Packers to fail to win the division 5 years in a row was Forrest Gregg. The current pair haven't won it in 4 years. Is it appropriate to connect those in any way?
It's not appropriate to connect those in any way, But most of the odd services don't have the Packers as the favorite in the NFC North that I've seen.
Can you keep coaching if you can't win the division for the Green Bay Packers?
Well, you got extension.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Homer, that was last year's question.
What is this year's question?
That's why it was such a question.
My question this year is you better win the damn division because otherwise any chance in the playoffs.
I agree with you. But I think it's your 2 years with LaFleur, I think. I mean, I just don't see how that's less than that.
All right. McClellan,
and they hope it's two good years.
Are you cautiously optimistic about the Packers? I know it's early, or are you like Steve Young? Talk to me at Thanksgiving. Describe right now TVV and the Green Bay Packers of the upcoming season.
My word is wary.
Wow. Say it again exactly in the tone that you did.
My word is wary.
Do I even ask?
The coach has to win the locker room back over. You have to get injured players back to performing at a level you've expected from before. You have to keep your quarterback healthy. I'm wary.
Have you ever had that feeling or word at the start of the season and were amazed at how much better things got?
Hey, first year Jordan Love as a starter, I wasn't wary, but I was more skeptical, and then they played great second half of the season. Things can happen, good, bad, or indifferent.
TVV, Tim Van Born, Fox 6 Sports. Yes, on the TVV Yingling Hotline, and he's so special that because he's Tim Van Born, you know what that means, TVV, we now go to ESPN no. National. Say it together now, in progress. Thanks.